Social media has become a constant present in our lives, where people share everything from personal moments to global news, connect with friends and strangers, and even shape public opinion. But as it grows more prevalent in our daily lives, countries like Australia have banned social media for children under the age of 16. Hi, I'm Mira.
And I'm Ayushi.
And we're the hosts for today's Quick Tap. Hey, Ayushi. I've heard some rumblings about this ban in Australia, but I'm not sure what the facts are.
Well, actually, Mira, Australia's parliament has been talking about a law banning social media for children under 16. After many months of intense public debate, the Senate has just approved this ban. Before we get into everything else, Mira, there are some things that we need to establish first. There are specific types of social media apps that are exempt from this law. First, messaging apps such as Facebook Messenger for kids and WhatsApp are excluded. Additionally, gaming platforms and even educational apps like YouTube will also be excluded from this law. Even then, those under the age of 15 will also still be able to see content on TikTok and Reddit, but they will not be able to register for accounts. To start us off, Mira, why may some individuals be unsatisfied with this law?
There are many reasons why this law may create discontent with the general public. Social media allows children to connect with their peers, join communities, and even explore their interests in fashion, art, or cooking. Restrictions could hinder their ability to engage with their social circles, especially in a society where face-to-face interaction is already limited. Thus, there may be an increase in isolation where these children may be feeling alone or left out if they are unable to access these social media platforms.
Hey Mira, do you ever use social media platforms to enhance your education?
Yes. Social media is also a hub for so many educational resources. For example, how-to videos and TikTok's interactive challenges are all available for learners to engage in educational activities to enhance their learning. In addition, platforms such as Instagram and TikTok even showcase study tips and motivational content where a plethora of educators and study influencers share tips, exam strategies, and overall motivation. But Ayushi, I'm also curious about the benefits of this ban and how social media can be perceived as detrimental to the development of adolescents.
Well, Mira, there are many reasons why this law has received overwhelming support from Australians. Many see this as a way to protect the mental health of children from bullying and other forms of hate. Social media has also become a safety hazard, with many kids being exposed to things like violence, drug abuse, and eating disorders. Rather than serving as a way to help kids decompress, it contributes to the already large amount of stress by exposing kids to such topics. Experts also believe that this ban will eliminate distractions, such as alerts or notifications, that may affect their sleep or ability to focus. While social media apps connect friends across hundreds of miles, they can also invite many adults to create inappropriate and intimate relationships with minors.
Ayushi, how can social media be detrimental to a kid's development, their self-esteem, their attention span?
Many even see this ban as helping children become more secure in their identity. By delaying when adolescents join social media, they are able to have more time to see who they are without the influence from social media. This will also take away the responsibility of the parents to constantly monitor their kids' social media intake and use. Social media can be overwhelming sometimes. On apps like TikTok, many scroll through several videos a minute, and research shows it lowers their attention span. This can even affect their ability to focus in a classroom setting where students are sitting still and focusing on a topic for a long duration. If you are a listener under the age of 16, we turn this question to you. Do you think this law is justified? Is social media really that big of a threat in the grand scheme of things? Hey Mira, couldn't we also look at this scenario through an ethical lens? As Reboot significantly focuses on the ethics of technology and social media, let's look at this through a deontological lens.
Yes, Ayushi. Perhaps deontology will help us to explore this issue even further by analyzing the potential duties of the Australian government. As a bit of a background, deontology is an ethical lens that explores the duty individuals and society have to each other. Some people may believe that the government has a duty to protect its adolescent community. It has been proven that social media can cause depression and can even put the safety of children at stake due to exposure to inappropriate content, cyberbullying, online predators, privacy concerns, and even fraud.
Mira, don't you think that parents have the duty to make decisions for their children, such as regulating social media access to align with their values?
Well, parents know their children best, what their emotional and mental state is, and what might be harmful or beneficial for them. Parents are better equipped to make informed decisions about whether or not their child is ready for social media. For instance, if parents know that their child uses social media for educational purposes, they may be more lenient than a parent whose child is showing signs of internal struggles.
Well, Mira, how does the autonomy of the child and the family play into all of this? Should the child be able to make their own decisions?
Many see the government's regulation as a way of taking away the autonomy and freedom of the kids, as they no longer have any say in their usage of these technologies. However, experts such as Michelle Rowland, Australia's communication minister, explicitly say that this law is about, quote, protecting young people, not punishing or isolating them, end quote. Listeners, we turn this question to you. What do you all think? Does the government's duty to protect its youth outweigh the right of the citizens to make autonomous decisions?
All in all, many wonder if the social media ban will encourage other countries to follow suit, leaving Americans curious if such legislation will get implemented in the U.S. Considering all the information in this quick tap, do you believe that this law is justified? Ethical?
Thank you for tuning into this quick tap. Remember to stay mindful of your technology usage. Thanks for tapping in, and we'll see you next time.